is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Road School Moms. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four road schooling kiddos and co-founder of Full Time Families. My family has pulled into our rally location. I'm all settled and ready to start setting up for the sold-out, not back-to-school road school rally that my lovely co-host and I will be hosting in a few short weeks. And let's bring her on the line. How are you, Mary Beth?
Hey, I'm good. It's good. This is Mary Beth, your road trip teacher, and I am also a homeschooling mama to four beautiful kiddos, also the author and creator of Road Trip Teacher, and we chronicle our travels over at diaryofaroadmom.com, and we're coming to you live this week from, oh, you guessed it, Southwest Florida, because we just can't leave here, but I have to tell you that we are nearly packed and ready to go, and we are launching tomorrow to head that way to the Not Back to School rally, and I couldn't be any more excited.
Yes, oh my gosh. First of all, I'm at ABC, America's Best Campground in Branson. It's beautiful. I see all the spots that they have reserved for us. It's amazing. And it's just so good to be here. You know, I get so excited when we run these events, and it's really good to be on the ground to spec out exactly where we're going to, you know, have this part of the event and where we're going to have that part of the event. It really makes me happy to get here because it helps in the planning process. So I'm really excited. We spent the last week on vacation, our first family vacation in 5 years. I know that some people who don't live this lifestyle assume that we're always on vacation perpetually, but we're not. We live a regular, ordinary life. We just travel, and we took a family vacation this week in the Wisconsin Dells with Road School Mom Bunny Arnold, and it was lovely. We had a really nice time, and then we decided to head down here. It's really hot in this area. I'm sure it's hot by you too, Mary Beth, but we were so spoiled in the UP with the Denkins and in Wisconsin that when we got down here, oh my goodness, we started crawling. It's so hot. And last night I spent the night at Road School Mom Clementine Backsteen's campground 300 miles up the road from here. They're coming to the rally in a couple days, so I'll see them again, and it was lovely.
That's awesome. Well, it is very hot there in the Midwest. It's so ironic that I'm down here in your home state, so to speak, and you're up there in my home, so you went right through my home state over the weekend, and that just killed me that we weren't up there, but we are really excited. Our crew, as you know, we haven't traveled in our rig on the road, really, since late fall. The travels that we've taken over the winter have been related to our business. And we've taken those in our vehicle, in our tow vehicle. So we are so excited to get on the road this week and make some tracks north. We're going to go through some of the two or three national parks on our way. And we have several stops we want to make along the way. But we, too, are going to arrive at ABC Campground early. I'm not sure how early, but definitely at least a week before the rally. And I couldn't be more excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be great, great fun. So this is another one of our mini shows, which means it's 15 minutes in and out and you're done. And this mini show is about our top five tips for choosing a domicile or residency state. If you are not on the road yet, you might not realize that once you do get on the road, you still need to have a physical address that you call home. But you have the opportunity to call any state home, which can lead to some confusion. So Mary Beth and I put together this great post and recording so that you can be armed with the information you need to choose the best domicile state. And so, well, let's just hit it. Full-time RV families have the opportunity to declare any state in the union as their domicile or residency state. With all the choices, this freedom and flexibility can leave the decision maker, and I love this, Mary Beth, I love that you put this in there, in the state of confusion. Very good. While the choice is by no means a permanent one, determining the best option for declaring a domicile state the first time will save time, money, and lots of headaches. So in my book, How to Hit the Road, Making Your Family's Full-Time RV Dreams a Reality, we tackle this topic as well as your physical address topics, mail forwarding, and we talk about this all in great detail so you're really prepared for once you actually get on the road. But in this mini show, we're going to really give you the quick and dirty. So we're going to share our top five facts to be considered when choosing a state of residency. And the number one fact that we have is state income tax. You're going to want to choose a state that does not have state income tax. And what's that going to do? That's going to save you money and hassles and headaches. So there's a few of them. They are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, and Alaska. What's tip number two, Mary Beth?
Well, tip number two is something that we talk a lot about here on Road School Moms, and that is all about homeschool laws. And if you are reading the post or go to either fulltimefamilies.com or roadtripteacher.com, and we talk a little bit about homeschool freedom, and that is because the states that consistently rank best for homeschool freedom and recognize parent autonomy in this area of education are Alaska, Connecticut, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And if you go, like I mentioned before, if you go to the post, we actually have provided a link that has a map. It's from the HSLDA, actually, which we use as a reference a lot here in our rig. And it just kind of gives you some of the different laws on there. But that is definitely something that you want to read and understand. And one thing I want to mention while we're talking about this, Kimberly and I are by no means accountants or attorneys or any kind of actual, you know, certified professional expert in any of these areas. These are simply KT and I's take on things. You know, she's been on the road a while, a lot longer than I have, and so we've just kind of put together what we think is important and gathered the information that's became important to us and so many of those families around us and brought that to you for these reasons.
That's exactly right. And so if you've been paying attention and maybe making notes, you'll know that there's three states that overlap those first two top points, and they are Florida, Texas, and Alaska. And since those are the only three states that overlap, that's all we're going to discuss from here on out. So number three consideration is driver and vehicle registration. Ease of vehicle registration and driver's license renewals are important factors in this decision-making process. Alaska, Florida, and Texas are all fairly equal in this category, but Alaska's remote location makes it an obvious choice to cross off the list next. Unless you want to go through Canada to renew your license whenever that comes up, I think Alaska is an easy choice to cross off.
Well, I'd love to keep Alaska on there just for the sheer fact that it'd be kind of fun to say you're from there, but you're probably right. We should cross that off the list, which brings us to number four. So now we're down to Florida and Texas. And so the number fourth fact on our list is annual vehicle inspections. And this is very cut and dry and black and white. Florida has no annual vehicle inspection, while Texas does have this requirement. Now, the caveat in that is if you do declare Texas as your domicile state, then you have 1 week to get your vehicle inspected in Texas when you return to that state.
That's correct, Mary Beth. Okay, so another consideration, and this is in order of what we deem important, is health insurance rates. So this is our last consideration on this top five list. And what this means is, one part of the controversy regarding health insurance rates, Texas provides a better, more economical option. Florida statistically has an aged population, therefore it has one of the highest health insurance rates in the country. So if you are going to be purchasing health insurance, it's best to know this information ahead of time before you pick your domicile state.
That's right. And while really KT and I feel like that these five areas of concern are really the most common to be considered, we realize that every family's unique circumstances often come into play. Now, with all things considered, the majority of road schoolers that we know that make up much of our full-time family community pick between Texas and Florida. But in the end, Florida seems to win out overall in this debate. And I think a lot of that has to do with Florida's residency rates for theme parks that are factored into that decision. That's kind of the take that we've got on that. So overall, a thorough research of choosing a domicile by evaluating state income tax, homeschool laws, driver and vehicle registration procedures, annual vehicle inspection requirements, and health insurance rates really should provide a clear answer for choosing a state for residency for the immediate future.
Well, that's perfect. So Mary Beth has already put this all together for you, and you can read it at roadtripteacher.com or fulltimefamilies.com and mull it over and find out what's best for you. Mary Beth, what else is going on over at Road Trip Teacher this week?
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but we posted our road school pictures for the week this last week. And even though we've been anticipating the fact that we are going to get on the road, we've actually had a really full week in our road school. It was kicked off by everybody's obsession with the meteor shower. And I have to tell you that our youngest road schooler set her alarm on Tuesday night And we got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and we laid out there for 2 hours and we seen all kinds of meteors. I'll have to tell you that, you know, that really wasn't the best night to see it. It was supposed to be the next night, but she was very adamant that we all went outside and done that. And I'll have to say she done a great job, because the very next night where we're at was raining and cloudy and we wouldn't have seen one meteor that night. So we did that on Tuesday night. And what that did, which is what happens so much in our rig, and we talk about it all the time, and that's rabbit trail, right? Rabbit trail learning. And so what happened by Wednesday morning, everybody was talking about space and astronomy and why things flew into the atmosphere in this part of the, you know, in the Earth, and what was this and where was that? And so we found ourselves at a bookstore the next day, and we've purchased a couple astronomy books, and that has springboarded one of my Rhodes Schoolers into making the decision to look at Apologia's science curriculum for this year for astronomy. And so we're already starting to think about our Rhodes School for later this year. And gosh, I can't think of what else we've done this week. All of a sudden, my mind's drawn a blank. I know that art has played such a big part of our Rhodes School for the last couple of weeks, and that has continued to do so. And the other thing that we've worked on this week is our scavenger hunts. I think we talked about that the last couple of weeks, but I can tell you that this week we released, well, it's actually in final editing. It'll be released tomorrow. We have 5 new scavenger hunts. And I'll have to tell you that my kiddos all tried them out this week, and everybody thought they were pretty fun. One is geared towards hiking. One is geared towards just a nature trail. And there's another one geared towards the mall. And there's one around town. And there's also one, oh my gosh, I can't remember what it was. You'll have to check in with roadtripteacher.com to find out.
Oh, I can't wait. I love scavenger hunts. Those are my favorite. Over at Full Time Families, we've been busy, like I mentioned, preparing for our sold out Not Back to School Rhodes School Rally that Mary Beth and I will be hosting in the second week of September. And I'd like to give a shout out to the sponsors that we have on board so far. They include Instant Pot, that instant programmable pressure cooker that everybody's crazy about. They include RVTrader.com, a great resource for buying and selling RVs. They include Lazy Days. The RV Authority is sponsoring the main event on Saturday night, which will include a 80s prom. So excited about that. You know, I like to get my boogie on, Mary Beth. You know, that's my favorite part.
Oh, we know. That's why, I'm pretty sure that's why you host these rallies, is all about the dance on Saturday night. That's okay.
And it's all about the dance on Saturday night. You have me figured out. And Greg Gerver over at Let's RV has been very generous and is donating a whole bunch of Amazon gift cards to go home with some of our road schoolers. So we really appreciate the sponsorships that are rolling in, and we still have room for more sponsorships. If you're interested in sponsoring the event, please do email me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com so we could get your name on the roster and hang up your banner during the event. I'm really excited about how this is being received. My book, How to Hit the Road, has been completely redone for 2015 and is just an amazing resource for if you are planning this lifestyle, if you are in the planning stages, and this is the book that you want that will lay out a plan for you step by step on dealing with the emotional logistics, the financial logistics, and the actual physical logistics of where to put everything and everyone and what type of rig to get. All that information is in there for you. And now it's got a companion, which I'm so excited about. I've been on a book tour across the web talking about our Journey Journal, which is it's like a baby book chronicling your adventure from your sticks and bricks lifestyle through your transition and into your launch of your mobile lifestyle. So I envision that to be a great tool to actually motivate you and get those tasks done, and then an amazing reference and keepsake for your family later on, so they can understand why you did this crazy thing that you did. I've also published a new list of the top 6 great podcasts for full-time RVing families. And I want to give a shout out to some of my favorite new podcasts. And they are Happy Camper Radio, Get Kids Ready for Life, Nomad Together, The Family Adventure Podcast with Eric Hemingway, Raising Miro on the Road to Life, and of course, Road School Moms has to be in there. And that's what's going on with us.
There's so much going on at both of our creations, and this rally has got us in full force with so many things that are coming up with field trips and schedules and all the cool things that are going to be happening at the rally. And even if you are not going to be physically at the rally, we're going to provide lots of ways for you to keep in touch and enjoy some of the benefits and resources that we have at that rally. So you'll want to be stay tuned over the next few weeks and listen for that. We have two of these mini shows left in our summer series. And then we'll be kicking off a brand new season in September, which I'm so excited about. One of those shows will be taken over by our kiddos again at the rally location, which is going to be pretty exciting. Can you tell us, Kimberly, what we're doing next Sunday night?
I will. I'm trying to connect right now to roadschoolmoms.com. That's where you can always go to see what's coming up. Let's see, August 23rd, five things you can toss right now. Oh, I'm so glad that this is on here because, Mary Beth, starting tomorrow, I am challenging myself and anyone else who wants to join me to a Biggest Loser challenge to actually get rid of a ton. That is my goal, to lose a whole ton in this RV. So if you want to watch how this works, you can go to the Full-Time Families Facebook group and watch me toss out a ton. And I hope that you'll be inspired to do the same. So Sunday, August 23rd, five things you can toss right now if you're in the purging mood. That's a show you're definitely going to want to tune into. Sunday, August 30th, five quick steps to get your life off hold and on the road. These are really quick and dirty things that you can do right now to start positioning yourself for your on-the-road lifestyle. Really excited. And then, like you said, we have the Road School Kids taking over right after the rally. And then, Mary Beth, you don't know this yet, but we have a huge list all the way. We are booked all the way through to November with all these guests from amazing areas across the interweb who are going to be sharing their expertise and their time with us.
Well, that's awesome. I can't wait for that. And this mini series that Kimberly and I have been doing the last 4 weeks has been so well received that we are planning another one for the holiday season that'll kick off right after that great big season of all these expert guests that I can't wait to hear all about. That'll take us through the end of the year. We'll have all kinds of holiday tips and some things that'll make your life adventure a little bit easier during the holiday season. So we're excited. We're looking forward to the rest of the year. And if that's all that we have to talk about tonight, do you have anything else to add, KT?
I do not. I do see we have someone on the chat who's asking us, how often do we have rallies? And we host at least two rallies per year. And sometimes, in the case of this year, we have three rallies. So you can go to fulltimefamilies.com at any time and click on the events tab and find out when the next rally is.
So that'll wrap it up for this edition of Road School Moms. Now, you'll want to be sure to join us next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or right here at the same time, same place on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you are listening to us on a podcast, please take just a few minutes when you're done and give us a review. After you get done with that review, just shoot me an email over at info@roadtripteacher.com, and I'll be glad to send you back the digital product of your choice from the Learning Shop at roadtripteacher.com. So that's it. That's a wrap for tonight. Until next week, we'd like to say safe travels and God bless.
Hi, this is Jeff with Forge Fire Media. If you've noticed an improvement in the audio quality of the Road School Moms podcast during the last several episodes, it's because Kimberly and Mary Beth have been working with Forge Fire Media. We have a full post-production facility to work with both audio and video, and we specialize in making any self-recorded media into broadcast quality media. When you're ready to kick it up a notch and make your business or personal audio and video stand apart from the crowd, contact me at jeff@forgefiremedia.com or just visit forgefiremedia.com and fill out the online form. I look forward to working with you.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work. And may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.